That's what it was. This one is fun because this is about rejoicing. This is about praising. And it's interesting that this psalm is found in a different place in the Bible. This is a section of a psalm that is found in 1 Chronicles. Did you know there was a psalm in 1 Chronicles? And I thought about reading the one in 1 Chronicles, but it's a whole bunch longer than that. There is so much to praise God for in that part of the scripture, because in 1 Chronicles, this is when the Ark of the Covenant is brought. No, don't think Indiana Jones. This is when the Ark of the Covenant is brought back finally. Finally, it's brought back to Jerusalem. It's when David finally becomes king. And so there's a huge celebration that takes place. And can you imagine when they are reading these words and they're singing? Remember, psalms were meant to be sung. Can you imagine the expression that they had? You know the passage in scripture where David dances before the Lord? Are you familiar with that? Some of you may not be, but this is a king. Okay, think of somebody incredibly dignified. Okay, think of somebody in your life or somebody you know in public service that you just imagine always proper, always. And then imagine that that person is so joyful that they take off everything but their underwear and dance before the Lord. That's praising God. No, I'm not going to ask you to do that. No, we're not going there. But that's the kind of faith that brings the joy that makes our life worth living. Would you agree with that? So we talk about singing to the Lord a new song. When was the last time you sang a new song? 10 minutes ago. 10 minutes ago we sang a new song. It wasn't new for all of you, but it was new for a lot of you. How do you feel when you sing a new song? I'm sorry? Confused. Okay? That's it? No other things?
My personal perspective, I feel a little bit off a lot of times when I don't even know.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Well, you don't sing very loud because you don't want to pick the wrong key or something.
Oh my gosh. And what would happen if you did? Is that kind of what life is? When we're not sure and it's something brand new, do we ever kind of do it tentatively and, oh my gosh, what if we get it wrong? What if something gets messed up? We're shocked. I don't know if you heard Nor, but Nor is my daughter-in-law, Floyd, by the way. That's why we have these conversations. So, yeah, that would be Nor. She'll go out blazing. That's definite. Did you raise your hand, Claire?
I have a couple of responses. Hesitant if somebody else is putting it before me, but if it's something that I approach as new, then I'm more able to be joyous from my heart.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. So it's hard enough for us to sing joyously and wholeheartedly when we know it, right? When we're singing, Judy goes, yep. Yeah, because even then we're afraid we'll hit a wrong note. Or what if somebody hears us sing? What if we're not very good at singing? See, I'm more comfortable with make a joyful noise than I am with singing a new song, right? Because the noise part I can do. And we are called. Now notice, this is what we're being told to do. Sing to the Lord a new song. Not the same old, same old, same old songs. And Judy would share with you and I would share with you, we get complaints when we do too many new songs. People don't like it. They like to sing what they know. And again, I say, isn't that life? We like to keep doing what we know how to do. Doing something new is challenging. Some of us like new. Some of us hate it. Some of us hate it. We're to sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Who's supposed to sing? All the earth. All the earth. In the psalm that we did with our call to worship, I love it when it describes the trees as clapping their hands. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool. I think they'll be clapping their hands in a different way when that hurricane hits. That's what I picture. That's when I think of the trees clapping their hands, I think of the wind. And sometimes it looks like that. But in this case, amazing music is happening. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. So did you notice that sing to the Lord is said three times? Three times? I've told you before, when something is repeated in scripture, it matters. It matters. That means it all matters, but it really matters when it's repeated. It's like you didn't get it the first time. Maybe you didn't get it the second time. The third time should be the charm. It should sink in. We are to sing to the Lord. And yet, let's see. What hymn do you know the best? Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace? All right. So, everybody sing it to me. And if you don't know it, you're excused. Okay, so the words go up, just the first part. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, right? I'm not going to sing with you. I want you to sing. Go.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound
that saved a wretch like me. You go. That was pretty darn good. And yet there were three of you that didn't sing. I didn't look at you. Three. Okay, now that's a good excuse. If your heart is singing, I get it. That song is so powerful. It's hard enough for us to sing the old song, is it not? Sometimes we are so shut down that we are not able to sing at all. I would encourage you to sing the old songs and practice what it's like to burst out in song. I told you once, probably shortly after I got here, 2.5 years ago. How's that? That's coming up. I came the end of September for my first interview 3 years ago. Wow. And we've all survived. It's all good. It's all good. So, but I told you that I had an instructor when I was in school that part of my assignment was to shout the last 5 Psalms. You remember my telling you that story? And that as I shouted the Psalms, and it was so hard, I was, you talk about being uncomfortable with an assignment. By the time I got to the end, I was dancing. I was dancing, and I didn't care who saw me. It was one of the most incredible releases I have ever had that Scripture brought me to. So if you can't sing it, say it. Say it. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Do we do that? Do we proclaim his salvation? Are we joyful? I mean, you're looking at me, some of you are going, she's on a roll. She's on a roll. But do we proclaim? Do we get up in the morning and say, you saved me? Thank you, Jesus. You saved me. I don't know about you, but way too often I don't think about it. I don't think about it. And this psalm reminds me. This psalm, one of the things about this psalm and why I chose it is not only is it full of joy, but it tells me things that I can do that will please God in my worship of him. So I find that it pleases the Lord when I sing to him, even when I sound terrible. He's got a filter, I'm convinced, that makes me sound good, Makes me sound exact. After all, he created my vocal cords. He knows what I sound like, right? It still tells me to sing. And so I'm to sing, and I'm not supposed to do just the old stuff. I'm supposed to think of new things to do. I'm to praise his name. I'm to proclaim his salvation day after day after day. I'm to declare his glory among the nations. I can't even do it in my neighborhood. Among the nations, I am to declare his glory. When was the last time any of us did that? Oh my goodness, it's so much easier to stay quiet. So much easier. Declare his marvelous deeds among the people. Now that one's easier, don't you think? That's what we do when we share praises in our prayer time. It's one of the reasons we do it. We're sharing his deeds, what he has done for us. But what if we did that with people that don't know the Lord? What if we did that? Would they perhaps come to know Jesus? We get scared to evangelize, don't we? That's common. It's hard for a lot of people. That's a dirty word in some churches. Don't talk about evangelism. But evangelism is sharing with someone else what God has done for us. It's our story. It's our story. We can't get that wrong. We can't get that wrong. So can I put you on the spot, Lisa? Can I put you on the spot? You're just tremendous about sharing with your neighbors. So what do you tell them when you're sharing with them about the church? What do you tell them?
I told them that this is a really nice church. And when I came here, I felt very comfortable, welcome. And that, you know, if they'd like to come, we'd love to have them. And just, you know, just uplifting stuff that may encourage them to come.
And do you...
Sometimes some of them have come.
You fill the row. Fill the row. So what made you say yes to Ken's invitation, Floyd? Is it okay if I put you on the spot?
This emptiness that I was experiencing, this lack of contact with anything vital or real that I was experiencing, I needed some connection again. I needed to get back.
And so you were ready to say yes when Ken shared with you.
Yeah, I was ready to ask him.
Awesome.
Even if he hadn't.
Awesome. Awesome. People are more ready than you know. We are afraid, and they're dying for lack of the invitation and the sharing. We are to proclaim his marvelous deeds among all the nations, all the peoples. And why is that? Because he's great. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. What in the world? Are we supposed to be scared of him? Okay. The word fear, and we've talked about this before, is being in awe. Being in awe. He is to be the one who is awesome. More than anything else, when it talks about all other gods, what are the other gods in our lives?
Money.
What else? Jobs? Possessions? Sports? Yeah. Anything that takes our attention, that we focus a lot of our attention on, can be an idol, can be a god. Food, absolutely. He, the Lord, is the only one worthy of our very focused attention. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Splendor, there are four words here. Splendor, majesty, strength, and glory. Does that describe a powerful being? Strength. He's strong. He is able to do immeasurably more, Scripture says, than we could ask or imagine. Do we treat him as the Lord who can do that? Do we treat him as the Lord who is surrounded by glory and splendor. That word is so descriptive. When you look at the book of Revelation and it describes the throne of the Lord, it's not some, forgive me, it's not a chair, right? This is a lovely, simple chair, and I'm not doing a good job sitting in it. I know I couldn't. The throne of the Lord is just awesome. And he is enthroned in his glory, surrounded by light. Do we make him the priority that he deserves to be? It says to ascribe. Who knows what that word is? What does it mean to ascribe? That's not a word we use in common conversation. Give credit to. Thank you. That's perfect. Give the Lord credit, O families of nations. Give him the glory and strength that he deserves. Ascribe, give him the credit for the glory and the strength. Give him the glory due to his name, it says. Bring an offering. That's why we take an offering. Scripture tells us that we are to offer. We're to give a tithe. We are to bring back to the Lord part of what he has given to us. And come into his courts. That means come to church. Thank you. Look at you. You did it. You did it today. It's awesome. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. And I love this word, tremble. Tremble before him, all the earth. Do we tremble when we think about God? We should. I don't think that we think that way very often. It's so easy to think of God as our best friend, and he is. But he is the Lord of the universe. Do you know how smart he is? Do you think of Jesus as smart? Think about it. Have you ever thought of him as smart? Good. We don't usually think that way. If I ask you to describe Jesus Christ, you would tell me, I think, that he is holy. You would tell me that he is loving. You would tell me that he is kind and compassionate, but would you, without my prompting, have told me how smart he is? Do we ascribe to him the qualities that he deserves? Do you know how I know he's smart? He created the universe. He had to be smart to figure out how to put together a human body. Wow, that takes intelligence. We can't even figure it out. And he created it. Through him, through Christ, all things were created. Wow. That's what we are to do. We are to ascribe to him everything due to him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Wow. Wow. Say among the nations, again we have to talk. The Lord reigns. Lord reigns. I don't do that very often. When I get on my plane tonight to fly to the West Coast, am I supposed to turn to the next person and say, guess what? God reigns. Now I've got a challenge. I'm going to have to report back to you. We're so afraid. We tremble before other people more than we tremble before God. That's a fact. And yet, at the end of the psalm, it says, let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound in all that is in it. That for me is an image of whales jumping, breaching, the dolphins leaping out. The joy of the fish, you know, swimming really, really fast. And to think that they are doing this as an act of worship. And if they can do it, so must we. The trees will sing for joy. Oh, they're singing. They will sing before the Lord. And this is very interesting. Why do they sing? Because he's coming to judge the earth. When was the last time you started singing when you were going to be judged? And not for your singing, but for your life. When the Lord comes, when he returns, we can rejoice because all will be made right. Finally. Finally. Will you sing then? This is what I see. Wonder what a pastor sees. Seriously. Seriously. Come on, I know it's New England. Can I tell you something? It's the same in Washington. People sit. People sit and they just don't react. We can't even do it in our sanctuary amongst other Christians. And yet we're to sing a new song everywhere amongst the nations. We're to share our joy. Nora is the best example of a joyful person that I've ever seen in my life. And yet, I don't typically see her talking about God when she's like that. But yesterday, Friday, when we were coming home, can I share this? When we were coming home from the job interview, she said, "Mary, God did this." I said, "Yeah, he did." She said, "He knew this was worth waiting for." Yep, I think I told you that at some point. But she knew it, and she rejoiced. And that joy was for God. And that was powerful. That was powerful. She ascribed to the Lord what he was due. And that's what we're to do all the time, every day, no matter what is going on. What can you right now praise God for? And I'm going to challenge you. Can you do it like you mean it? You want me to give you an example? You know I can do it. Praise you, God, I get to see my best friend on Friday. Woohoo! Right? I feel that way. I'm so excited to see Linda. I can't stand it. She's gone through such hard times since I saw her last. And I want to give her the biggest hug there ever was. Who's next?
I'm praising God.
Okay, but say it like you mean it.
For this church family.
Awesome. Preach it, brother. Come on, you can do it. It'll feel good. It'll feel good, I promise. You're so fun. You're so fun. I hate it when she does that. It feels so good. Okay, I'll make it easy for you. This is your, you know, I always give you something to work on. When you're in the shower, okay, door closed. You can warn the people in the house. Okay, look out because when I'm in the shower, I'm going to praise Jesus. I dare you. You got 2 weeks to do it because I'm not here next Sunday. Thank you. Will you do that? Will you do that? I had to go in the middle of a whole campus and shout 5 Psalms. I'm just asking you to praise God just one time in the shower at the top of your lungs.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it.
If you don't do it, I'll never know. If you do it, I promise your heart will sing. And I know this because I fought it too. I'll tell you what. You do what I just asked you to do. And I'll tell the person next to me on the plane tonight that the Lord reigns. Deal? Who's got the easier bargain? You do. You do. You're the pastor. You could do it. It's just as hard for me. But I'll do it. I promise. I promise. And then I'll tell you about it when I come back. Probably they'll put their earbuds in and they won't say another word the whole flight. But I'll do it. I'll do it. So you got your marching orders. Right? Praise God in the shower. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I just have to hear you.
Someday,
I hope so. I hope so. Okay, do this for me and I'll close this in prayer. Can you just right here with everybody say praise the Lord and mean it. Go for it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. I don't know about the people, Lord, but that felt awfully good to me. And I hope that you will help us to stop holding it so tight and just to cut loose and praise you. Because with that, Lord, you are so pleased, and then we feel your pleasure and your joy. Thank you for this beautiful psalm. Thank you for the reminders that we are to ascribe to you what you are due. You are worthy of our praise. And Lord, we do praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.